This is Ozarks at Large. Jess Harp has been playing music at various venues throughout Northwest Arkansas for a year or two now. What started with just Jess and a guitar has been fleshed out into a full band. Tonight, he and his bandmates will perform at Record in downtown Bentonville, a show that will also feature performances by Pura Coco and Jamie Lou Connolly. Earlier this week, Jess Harp, Dick Darden, Hayden Johnson, and James Williams came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis and give us a preview of his show.
Y'all together perform as Jess Harp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did you come together as this configuration? When did you come together as this configuration?
Well, our former drummer
And I, this is Hayden talking, yeah. Hi. Bum rush Jess outside of a La La Land show a couple years back because everyone wanted to back Jess and he wanted to start playing. And we were like, man, it's not going to happen unless we just tell. So we just showed up and we're like, hey, we're your band.
Yep, it's true.
Band practice is on Thursday at my house. Don't be late. Bring beer. Then Dick and Buck both came in pretty soon after that.
I started playing drums.
Buck was the drummer.
We tried to go by Jess and the Heartbreakers, but...
Yeah, that's actually something we'd like to clear the air on right here on the radio.
It just sounds too much like Heartbreakers when you say Heartbreakers.
It looks good on paper, as they say, or these days on the screen. But
But you have to stop yourself in the middle.
Heartbreakers. Mm-hmm. It's that glottal stop. And you have to hear that.
And then, you know, Jesse Baby Forever kind of played around as our name, but nah.
We were kind of already, I mean, everybody knows you as Jess Harp.
Yeah. So now it's just going to be a self-titled album, I guess, right? Unless we come up with an album name.
You know, whatever, yeah. People still like to put Heartbreakers on stuff.
Yeah. Stop doing that, please. We're not, I mean, no offense to
PSA.
Anyone who's done it.
No
but.
Offense, PSA, don't do it.
So y'all have a pretty unique style. You came up with the term just before we were recording that I think is perfect for it.
Travis Keemer came up with that term.
Okay, fair enough.
At a Smoke and Barrel show, he was asking what kind of band we were, and we were like, well, we're kind of shoegazy, but all definitely like leaning kind of a honky-tonk direction. He was like, oh, so like bootgaze.
Bootgaze.
It's like a shoegaze band that will do the occasional country cover.
Yeah.
Right? So
bootgaze.
We just really don't want to call ourselves alt-rock, so that's why we're beating around the bush.
Fair enough.
Alt-rock, yeah. I don't think it's not 1997. Like, you're not playing what's the dude from... Mark Tremonti. You're not playing a Mark Tremonti guitar at the Dallas Cowboys halftime show or something, you know?
Yeah, there's no sweet picking in Jess Harp.
How did y'all fall upon that style, though? I mean, because it's not something that many people would default to.
Just kind of how Jess plays.
Yeah, I just play with a little bit of, like, reverb and overdrive, kind of get a little bit of the big wall of sound going. A lot of my favorite music is shoegaze, like Slow Dive, My Bloody Valentine, Swirlies. But then I've like fallen in love with country like only the past couple of years. Like I never listened to country my whole life until a couple years ago. And now I've like been listening through the canon.
And everybody else.
Me and everybody else, exactly, yeah. So I don't know. It's just so fun. And it's also like I'm like a relatively new musician. Like I've been singing in choir, but playing guitar and singing and writing songs and stuff is new to me. So it's like what I want to play, my skill level, nothing against country, but just like playing the shoegaze like those bands do, like My Bloody Valentine stuff. It's like, I mean, I don't think I'll ever be able to play like that. So it's kind of like the country songs. I can cover a song I really like. I like the lyrics, like the melody, and I can play it and sing it. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. The other. I think I don't know that much about shoegaze, but I know a lot of shoegaze artists are like, you can't really hear the vocals, and the vocals aren't really, I guess, as important as the guitar. Mm-hmm, whereas I feel like in this band, the vocals are definitely the point of it.
Right. The pleasing vocals have the point.
I took a drive and wound up by your side. The knots inside my neck are tightening every single lap around the sun. Hey, what?
So y'all have been working on an album?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
We wrapped it up in two full studio days.
Yeah, it's down to just, I guess, mixing
and mastering. We did a really long day this past Saturday. We were there from like 1 p.m. to almost 11. But Logan West and Chris Moore over at East Hall, they just blew us away, really. Like, we did it in two full days, and I figured it'd take longer and it wouldn't be as fun or easy, but it was a blast. I don't know. I was kind of dreading getting it all down. It seemed like a mountain of work and stuff, but I don't know. I'm excited.
We only did six songs too, so it wasn't as...
It'll be a pretty short release. Yeah. It won't be like a straight to vinyl release. We'll probably release a cassette.
Probably tape dad.
You didn't hear it. And, the streaming services.
Yeah. You'll have a show coming up this weekend in Bentonville, right?
Yes.
Give us the details about that. What's going on?
So it's at a place called Record. It's in like an event center sort of place. So they do all sorts of stuff. Like, they've hosted the little craft show, and they've done some concerts and stuff before. They've done like weddings. It's kind of all over the place. Sort of a blank slate. Three of us also work there.
Sometimes.
So, yeah, we also do work there sometimes. And our good friend Morgan Johnson, shout out to Morgan, helps kind of run the place. She does everything there, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, it's in Bentonville, right off the square, and it's a show where we've got us, Jess Harp, full band. And then we've got Jamie Lou Connolly of Jamie Lou and the Hullabaloo. Her and her husband are as a duo. And then Pura Coco, who is kind of like a brand new to the scene artist from Rogers. She just put out like a 6-song EP, which is really awesome. It's on Spotify, Pura Coco. So the three acts there. And then we've got a friend of ours, Maddie Logan from Austin, who is a former Fayetteville resident. She's coming to do a vintage pop-up. So there's going to be... Vintage Clothes and...
Mad Dog Vintage,
I got to get the name in there. And then, there's going to be drinks, playing music.
Maybe, friends.
Friends, merriment, It's a show, and it's in Bentonville, so for you Fayetteville folks, if you want to get out of the bubble.
How much does it cost?
$5 whole. So three bands.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it.
Well, Hayden, I got you on the list. So.
Am I?
Yeah, everybody in this room. Tim, you want to be on the list, you can be on the list.
When does it start?
It starts at 8 o'clock. Doors are at 7. Music starts at 8. Be there near the square or B square. Woo! Holding that one in the back pocket all day. I was just dying to say that one. Yes, doors at 7. Show starts at 8. Three bands, so it'll probably go a couple hours, maybe 2.5 or so, something like that.
Bye.
That was Jess Harp, James Williams, Hayden Johnson, and Dick Darden speaking with and performing for Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis earlier this week inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. They perform tonight at Record in downtown Bentonville. Cover is $5, doors at 7, music at 8. Also on the bill tonight, Jamie Lou Connolly and Pura Coco. You can find out more about Jess Harp's music by searching Facebook.